Firefighters across Europe are in a race against time to protect people and their homes. In France, two fires around the town of La Teste-de-Buch in the southwest region of Gironde have been stabilized after having destroyed thousands of hectares of land.
We've managed to contain the fire. We're making it go where we want it to go while protecting people and their properties. Thankfully, these two objectives have been achieved.
Forest fire prevention teams have had to cut down trees for a fire break.
We are cutting down the trees so that if the fire arrives, there will be less combustible mass, which means a less powerful fire and a support zone for firemen to circulate better.
In Spain, dozens of fires burn across the country as temperatures push well into the mid-40s.
It's only making it more difficult to extinguish the fire. This area, which is green and cool in summer, is becoming very hot like the south. Climate change affects everyone.
The heat wave has caused hundreds of deaths, with thousands of people forced to evacuate their homes.
We are doing very badly. We are all very stressed. I live over there where the terrace is. I had to leave and come here because I felt like the helicopters were on top of me.
Some are seeking refuge in makeshift shelters.
I didn't take it too seriously. I thought they had it under control, and I was quite surprised whenever it started, seemed to be moving our direction, and then we were told to go. So, no, we've left a lot of stuff behind.
Others' homes have burned to the ground.
I'm hurt. My sister-in-law and my wife have a farm that has burned.
The family farm has burned. All of it.
Yes, the whole thing. It is what it is.
In Greece, a group of German firemen have arrived to support emergency teams there, with hundreds more from across Europe expected to join the fight. Much of the heat wave engulfing Europe comes from North Africa, where wildfires like this one in Morocco are also wreaking havoc. The extreme weather episodes are expected to occur more often, as scientists point the finger to climate change. Gillian Wolfe, Al Jazeera.